And at this point, what the hell were we thinking having all these people over for a podcast?
Sounds like a commercial.
Your problem.
My dong is not as big as yours. I can't.
Dude, I got it's cold, man.
He turned his into tidy whities.
I have no idea what's happening right now. Boys, what are we doing? Why are you naked?
They're not naked. They have drawers on, but I don't. They want me to
squeeze tidy whities on right now.
All covered. Don't you worry, ladies.
They have underwear on.
Eyes up here.
Why are they looking at underwear?
I don't have underwear on, so if I take mine off.
No, don't take your off.
Plus,
I felt compelled to turn around. I know, I had to too.
Visualize that.
Oh, shit, there he goes.
Oh my.
That might be a terrible idea.
Oh, should we introduce Batman. Everybody?
I'm Dusty.
Everybody knows who the fuck you are. Introduce your friends. God.
I'm Lenny.
Darn it.
We got Lenny.
They're probably going to call me Josh the whole time.
Lenny Josh.
Lenny Kravitz.
Abe
the monkey.
The monkey.
Why is he a monkey?
Yeah, right. That's not even...
Abe. Never Abe mind. Is a monkey name.
Abe?
No, it's not. What? Like, are you being...
Abe?
What was the last time you had a pet monkey?
Class, say hi, Cassie.
Is it monkey's fiance, Sabina?
Beans?
The bean dog.
Beans.
Bean daddy.
Bean daddy.
Bean daddy.
Bean daddy is teaching us how to sit properly. So.
No.
All right, so
Cassie, we're not sitting.
Clear things up. We got a few nicknames here. So Josh, and he'll probably call me Pubes a few times.
That's no, Dusty Josh. Pubes, Dusty Pubes,
Dusty Pubes, Dusty Pubes, D Pubes.
I don't want to know why that's.
If you
your
ever
name.
Hear Pubes just on its own, it's probably Dusty.
Why? Pubes, I want to hear the background name. To that story.
It's probably
it's
just not a story.
No, you don't.
I do. I think everybody wants to hear the background to why we call Dusty Pubes.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a good name or if it's like...
Oh, well, it has pubes in it, so it's probably not that good.
They said it was a commercial. Wasn't it a pubic commercial?
There was an MTV commercial with like this like set of pubic hair that had these fucking cool aviator sunglasses.
Yes.
And it's an old MTV commercial. But that's not even how it originated. I remember us being up in the tower one time and Abe and... this other guy were shooting the shit, and they're just like, yeah, I wonder if the Pubes would be a cool nickname. And I was like, I'll call myself the Pubes. I don't care.
And then they're like, Dusty Pubes.
Pubes sounds cool.
I was like, I'll be the Pubes.
It's hard to get a nickname. It really is, you know?
It's hard.
And you really earn that. Like, to be honest with you, you earn that stuff.
It's hard to get a nickname. So if somebody's like, do you want this nickname? You just take it. And
yeah, it's like,
Pubes it was.
I'll be the Pubes. Whatever.
They bend down at the same time.
Dep pubes.
Hey.
So,
I know it's cold.
I don't know what they're doing.
They've been over and showed us all our crutches on.
The sad thing is, there's probably a lot of guys that have worked with me in the past that only know me as the Pubes.
Josh.
Today, when he's like, we're going to go meet Dusty Pubes, I was like, I don't want to meet that guy. Dusty Pubes? I don't want to.
You know, you marry Dusty Pubes?
I'd be like, how ridiculous it is. People would give me official paperwork and be like, you know, hey, Josh, I need you to sign this. I'm like, dude, my name's not Josh. It's Leonard. Like, why does everybody call you Josh?
Come from?
Like,
it was some
stupid
name. Afghanistan.
Same thing. We started calling him Josh and caught on. Like, hey,
wasn't he just like sleeping? Y'all were trying to wake him up and he went and you're Josh, wake up.
And he's like, all tired.
It was 2 in the morning and you wanted to go to the gym.
Most chaotic podcast ever.
Ever.
Cheers. Ever.
Cheers.
So, welcome to the party.
Sorry.
We already have this thing rolling or what?
Yeah,
we already got it fucking going.
I think we've got a show.
It's fucking nice.
Cut, set, and let's edit. No.
Let's
okay.
No edit.
So, did you want to play your game, Dusty?
No filter. Raw.
Hashtag no filter.
Ready for a game?
It's hot in here.
Yeah, hashtag no filter.
Dude, this thing keeps fucking the shit. It's a fire.
You just made it rain on all of us.
No, I can make it rain.
All right,
no. No, pick up your pants again.
Credit cards.
Get out of here.
Okay, so Dusty has a new segment today, and it is called People Think Segment.
The People Think Segment. So here we go.
The way that it's supposed to go is there's six of us. Correct, and there's six cards.
And
so.
We all get judged all the fucking time, right?
Oh, yeah.
We do.
People judge the shit out of us.
I judge people all the time.
I know people think certain things about me, but what I want to know is what all these people think about me. So what we do is we're going to flip these fucking cards,
and we're going to say people think, and then we're going to flip these cards over, and it's going to have a statement on it, and they're going to tell me why people think these things about me, and then we're going to pass it around, and everyone's going to fucking
chance. Well, answer for you.
Yeah.
I like it.
You can answer
it.
For me. Okay. You get to pick a card. I get to answer for you.
All right.
We can talk a lot of shit.
All right, Dusty, you get to go first.
All right. So my first card says, people think I'm special needs because...
because they call you Dusty Pubes?
Dusty Pubes isn't even, like...
The beginning of it.
Begin to start why we think you're special needs. There's times that we see you behind the computer, and you're working, doing your own thing, and then you're like, hey, Lenny, hang on. Hey, Lenny, I need you... Just forget what I was talking about. What the fuck did you want, man? There was something processing. There was something cooking in your little dome piece. All right, and so, I want to know what was going on.
I don't know. I might have, like, mild Tourette's. I don't even know.
Mild?
To say my name.
I don't even know.
You're Tourette's. Lenny. What's up, man? I blacked out. What's up, Lenny?
I get on the computer. I start reading things. And I'm like... that person's name sounds good right now. I'm gonna shout out instructions. Hey, you! Never mind. Hold on just a second. Let me finish reading what I'm reading.
You were trying to delegate, but you...
I have no idea how to delegate. I'll just take over.
He realized who he was talking to. He's like, oh, I can't ask him. Never mind. I want this to be done.
Dusty, what, man?
I think...
I think
Dusty's special needs is because one of my biggest pet peeves is when Dusty's on his phone... If he's texting or reading something and I ask him to do something that needs to be done like right away. Like say the baby does something amazing. I'm like, look, or something's on TV. He's like, hold on. Actually,
it's
he doesn't
special needs.
He doesn't,
like,
he doesn't even respond. He's just like zombied out and then goes, huh? That's special needs. And I've seen you lick a window. So
nice one.
I have a time that stays out in my mind what Dusty was special needs.
This one?
I was telling Josh about this earlier.
You were telling Josh about it earlier?
Yeah, I always thought it was special, but this is special needs time. So a couple years ago, so we were hanging out, and I used to have a boat. I used to have a boat, so we're up and hanging out, and we're sitting there. We're not going anywhere. This boat is, like, docked, tied the fuck down, like, no waves, nothing. We're just sitting there, and we're all hanging out, drinking, and we're all partying, just having, like, fun, like, talking about funny shit.
Docked.
And then we're looking this way, and everyone's hanging out, and look, we just hear a splash. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I thought, like, and I look back, and all I see is, like, Dusty, like, ass and elbows. Like, off the fucking boat. Like, he's like in the water. Like, and it was shitty. It was like 2 feet of water, too. So, like, he's not like drowning, not needing help. It's like, boat can help us. I was like, what are you doing, man? Nobody like ran to his rescue. Nobody like was worried. We're just like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Just fell off the boat. I was like, what happened? I don't know. Just got up and then we.
Oh. No, we're still on.
I don't want you to tell them a story.
You can keep telling.
Yeah, we're still going.
And then we got up and like, we just kept partying. Nobody really said anything, but I was still kind of like, I don't know, man. What the fuck did he call it the boat for no reason. But.
What's going on? Because I heard the same story, but Dusty was saying how you went like full blast in the lake.
You went to rescue him? No, we're tied up, dude.
No, I remember the story. Like, I like...
You're stranded on an island and found a volleyball.
There might have been like an unbelievable space between the boat and the fucking dock, and like I magically made my body just fall in between the gap.
But there was no reason for you to be there. Like, you were just standing there, and then you fell in.
You just like stepped off like a cartoon.
Yeah,
I think that's the perfect reason why that's a special needs.
So, yeah, I didn't feel like special needs at that point.
A lot of people probably feel that way.
You want to go next?
All right, friends. Oh, why am I an asshole?
I don't know you well enough to answer
that one. Well, you
made
fun of me for being special needs.
That's asshole.
Why are you an asshole?
I'm really not an asshole.
Because every time Sabina comes into town to stay in my place, She likes to bring up the fact that I was a 16-year-old idiot.
Making how much an hour? $5.13 an hour?
I was making $5.50 an hour. Thank you.
With your thumb out?
My thumb out. Okay.
What was he doing?
He was a little roller coaster.
I was a roller coaster operator. And my job was to press the button. At some point, I was a person in charge of the guy pressing the button.
At Six Flags El Paso?
No, at SeaWorld.
San Antonio.
And then he's in my car. Can I have some ice for my water?
So every time she comes into town to stay at my place and get my groceries and, you know, just...
Twice.
Yeah.
The whole two times.
Brew me.
Me too, please.
You know what? If that's asshole, I'll take it.
Anybody else?
Not just that. I love the girl to death.
No, but
known her
you.
Probably longer than I've known anybody here.
Yep. Longer than everybody.
Introduce her to Abe.
Longer than his own wife.
Yeah, seriously.
16.
Why? Yeah, we were 16.
Actually, we will both be 30, so do the math.
Thank you.
10, 14 years. So wait, does Abe have a reason why his fiance is an asshole?
No, I'm not even done yet.
All we need is one douchebag.
You gotta wrap it up, Abe.
Douchebag.
Let's go with this. Wrap it up. Come on.
I'm just saying, because you like to mention one of my ex-girlfriends, my first girlfriend.
Oh, you want
to
talk about her?
I don't want to talk about her.
No,
We already talked about her plenty today. On the trip up to Temecula, on the trip down to Temecula.
I'm just trying to figure out the reason why.
It takes a while.
I thought it took 2 hours.
That took us about two hours.
So then what... Dusty said y'all were going to be here 2 hours. He's like, it's going to be two hours.
They were busy. They have
Asshole passed out.
No, I didn't.
You passed out. I got pictures of the
person. Why is she an asshole right now? I don't...
Because of the card.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Bring the one.
Tell me why.
We were actually talking about this again earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't necessarily make her... But I think this is something we can all relate to.
Okay, let's go ahead.
But doesn't make
boxing asshole. Gloves on. Go ahead.
But just
gloves on.
Wait. We talked about a lot of things at dinner. Was it anal or was it...
Oh, my God.
How women are liars. Women are liars, and then when you guys are first dating, they suck you in. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's talking suck you in. We're brain ninjas. There's a definition for that.
Yes, brain ninjas.
Women jujitsu.
Here's a lie most women tell. So you know you're first dating, you're kind of hanging out, and you guys are doing stuff.
We all do it. I don't care. Yeah, it's true.
You know, and then like you're like doing things.
Do not get too detailed.
Like doing that, not at all.
You know, and then you start doing it, but like, okay. Here's my point. These girls lure you in. They're like, oh, well, I'm doing these things. Okay, this is cool.
Let him pull his card.
They're doing them less and less, and you're like, well, fuck, what's going on? You know, and then you're like, yo, let me do that again. I was tight. Remember, we used to do that all
the time. You know what? No.
And then they say, well,
Sabina, no, we have to do this while you're in.
No.
Go ahead.
This is hard for Abe.
No,
so
yeah,
married. Well, you got to put a ring on it. And then you're like, okay.
It's official.
I'm about to do this.
Is there a ring on it? Abe, is there a ring?
Oh, the ring's on it. And you're like, I'm about to do this again.
Bling.
And then you don't do it.
Can I please step in?
No, it's my turn.
Women love fishing too when I caught you, baby. And now I'm done. I don't need anymore. I do not need anymore. Got it.
Things like that, every girl does, am I wrong? I mean, have you
guys? No, that's absolutely true.
Absolutely correct.
We've done our fishing, we had our bait, you were caught, we are done.
We're still
Dustin
trolling.
Dustin Williams. Oh! I missed it.
Sorry. But do you guys do that, okay, I'm about to get these dudes, and you get them, you're like, nah, I'm done?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
I mean,
don't you think that's kind of bad for the relationship?
I think
that there's like a certain amount of like excitement at the beginning. It's like,
hell yeah, excitement at the beginning.
And then it's like, dude, can't we like watch Netflix or something?
I listened to a story the other day, and it was this guy who got into an argument with his girlfriend, and his punishment was, you can't have the vag for an entire month. You only get anal. And
that's like, my punishment.
Sign me up for that.
That'd be punishment for me.
No. At first, he was like, "Oh hell yeah!" 3 days later, he's like,
"I really missed."
Well, but you know what?
That was a trick.
He got it 3 days in a row. Good for him.
That was a trick. He was like, "I don't want no. It's not even fun anymore. You took all the fun out of it. Now I never want anal anymore. Gross."
My point there are all women are
so
liars.
What you're saying
liars.
Is I should punish him
they're
with angels so he never asked for it.
They're liars.
So that's why she's an asshole. Yeah. That's why I'm an asshole. Uh-oh. Thank you.
There we go.
Oh, please be a nice one. I might be.
Wrong card.
People think I might be.
Oh, people think I might be.
That's the wrong card.
I might be.
Yeah. Just pull a different card.
Okay.
I think I
Okay.
Is that one for you?
I'm special needs and I made the cards.
People think I might be a date rapist.
Because
at the bar, first one to be like, hey babe, granted, I have the utmost respect for girls to do this. Like, cool, you save me money, you save Abe money, you save your guy shots. Money. Hey babe, you want some drinks? You want a shot or something? Like, what do you want to drink right now? Oh, Jameson 7. All right, cool. I'll be right back. 5 minutes go by, and I'm wondering, like, man, where the hell is this girl at?
She's crashing up the pills.
Comes back. 2 Jameson 7s, and I'm like, oh, that was kind of quick. Like, where'd you get him?
By the way,
like,
this has never happened.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Yeah, it's easy. We just go to the guys at the bar and they just buy us drinks. And then I tell them, I want nothing to do with you. And then we just walk away. I'm like,
what?
I was that asshole at one point in time. Like, what the fuck's your problem?
I think she might be a date rapist because the first picture I ever saw of her was y'all in Japan under the sheets.
Oh, I know.
Where's our mother today, too?
We weren't under the sheets. She was under the sheets because I got mine.
My mom was like, guess you're having fun.
Oh, no.
Our first date? First date, yeah.
So she came to visit me in Japan.
Our first date? First time
you guys saw each other and you met.
Oh, we're at Sushi Zushi. We're at Sushi Zushi in San Antonio.
This is so fucking awkward.
Yeah, man, take your pants off.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have any drawers on. You're just gonna see my little tater tot.
So we're at Sushi Zushi in San Antonio. Oh god, tater tot.
Right, Sushi Zushi, huh?
Sushi Zushi. She comes up and fucking. She's looking fresh.
Need to go down. Mine's dressed.
Right,
20 years old. Imagine this, 20 years old. Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
Five years ago?
25. Oh.
And she shows up. You're the age and she's looking all be. Like cocky. She's got her little sorority shirt on. Uh-huh. And she's got her little fucking coochie cutter shorts on.
Uh-huh.
Showing up. Got her little aviators on.
What if your mom doesn't have any YouTube connection?
Hey, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm here to meet you, obviously.
He's scratching his whitey tidy balls. He's
scratching them. Ew.
He is.
Did you smash that night?
Yeah, of course. No. Why wouldn't I?
You smash first.
You kidding me?
No.
Yeah, I smash first.
Bro,
time, dude.
Not until
every time.
Count it out.
Of course that night.
Wait. You said you smashed her the first night you met her.
Yeah.
No, he did it.
You liar.
Wait.
What? That didn't happen?
No.
No, he's a liar. What? It wasn't me. Don't even try to set him up.
You said you smashed her first night.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course I did.
Took her back to the sorority house and fucking ran
her.
You said other bitches were just like listening at the door.
Yeah, they had
like,
that.
Who's this fucking long, thick motherfucker?
Is there anything in this cup?
I read all
they had
the
that
blog.
Cup in the door and they're like,
he keeps hitting me.
He is getting it.
Thick Nick, right?
Yeah, Thick Nick. Dickless Nicholas? No, that wasn't it.
I read on a blog one time that actually happened.
Yeah, it's my blog.
A blog from that, yeah.
Video blog, actually.
Wait,
www.
You smashed on Japan?
Yeah. What? That was the first time.
That was like 6 months later.
In Asia.
In Asia.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's special.
Josh, why?
And you roofied me, hence the date rapist. Hence the card. You're welcome.
World champion.
Josh,
world champion.
You said you banged for the first night.
Other continents.
Dusty, we're missing
this is
one.
So horrible.
What?
People think I'm excellent at dick sucking.
You are, though, man.
Why do people think that he's excellent at dick sucking?
Can I go ahead?
Well,
that was why.
He has excellent oral. Can we talk about his seductive lips? Ooh. Like the things he does?
I don't want to.
What does he do to you at work, Dusty?
Put that bottle in your mouth.
He just sits there.
Watch this. Put it in there.
It smells like a butthole.
What?
Oh, that was in my butthole earlier.
This is the best podcast I've ever
done. Do you love how I look to you with approval? Like, are you approving?
No.
would you consider something?
What do we feel about
no.
this?
Let's
I feel like we should go into the man cave and record our own.
Ever.
Yeah. So just to rewind, when I'm talking to sitting there on the computer, and I'm like, hey, Lenny, and he looks at me, it's just to catch a glimpse of him, just to wonder, like, would he suck my dick? And then I'm like, hold on, never mind. Let me go. Lenny? No, never mind. Lenny.
Yes, Lenny. Yes, I would.
And then he's like, yes?
What's up, Dusty?
Yes, I would.
Dusty, you can ask me anything.
What would it take for you to actually suck a dick? That's what I'm interested. I don't have a lot of money either. Like, what would it take, just in general? I'm broke.
Just suck his dick.
All right, let's say, say up or down, 500. Up or down?
500.
Good question. Down. Down?
No, up
or down? Up. Okay. let's say 7,500, right? Between what is this? Like the Price is Right? 10,000.
Everybody has their price. Okay. In my mind. It's not going to be tonight. Okay. Trust me.
I've seen you eat a banana. That shit ain't worth like a 75.
What is it? What is
moving
it?
On to our next topic, which is the one that I knew I was going to get. And here comes my husband.
Roll tape.
Oh.
People think that I'm a slut because.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that.
Good boy.
I'm in your house.
People think that?
Dusty, nobody else is gonna talk but you, so go ahead.
Why do people think you're a slut?
I don't know.
She hashtag I'm a slut.
Dusty told me you're a virgin, so I don't know why anybody would think that. Those people are idiots. Is it my turn?
Those people are idiots.
It's awkward.
Gross.
This is awkward.
Oh, no, you're not a slut. They shouldn't have said that about you.
These are very well trained boys you got here.
They shouldn't have said that
your
about
hospitality,
you.
Your hospitality at your house has been so awesome.
Yeah, they should not have said that about you. Anna.
But I can tell you why these boys are sluts.
Yes! No. Yeah. So everybody's afraid of me. Okay, moving on.
I'm intrigued.
Dusty, you got nothing?
I'm intrigued, bro.
Dude.
Oh, damn it. I would have been so much happier if it was like three chicks.
Three chicks and Dusty. All right.
Let me help you.
Here's yours. Last one. Yes! Final.
I'm no mo because.
I'm homo.
I said no.
Oh, can I start this one?
Yes.
I know, I keep starting.
Chill.
Wait, you can't answer for yourself.
I'm a homo.
Because I tell him you have one hall pass. Who would it be? John Stamos.
Easy. It's not like he would get it.
No, we go to Hollywood Walk of Stars. Stops at one star. John Stamos.
I would totally chill with that, dude.
So that's your main crush.
I would give it to him.
We'd have a beer. We'd probably hang out in the same bed for a little while. I got you, dude.
Who's your man crush?
Hey, my man crush?
You got a private jet?
David Beckham. No. Come on, seriously.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a very good one.
Get out of here.
Totally like that.
It was
like
a toss-up between him and Bradley Cooper. Get out of here.
He was like, oh, guy asked me if I
want to
get a
sprint. I go with your first one.
Nah.
Mine's a...
Yeah.
Oh, then.
No John Stamos
Captain America.
For you.
Don't have to worry about being homo with him, then.
Who's Captain America? I don't watch the movies.
No.
What's his name?
Chris Evans.
Dusty, what's your man crush?
Oh,
Or who's your man crush?
Good God.
There's so many to choose from.
No, it's really stereotypical, but God, I love Brad Pitt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Anything Brad Pitt does.
I've always found him to be overrated.
No. Inglourious Basterds.
He's kind of dreamy.
Oh, God.
I think I would prefer Angelina Jolie over Brad Pitt.
That used to be my female crush for a long time.
Brad Pitt and Fury.
Dude.
Brad Pitt in any movie is good. It's Brad Pitt.
Fight Club, such a great movie.
He chipped his own teeth to fulfill the role.
Dude, he's just...
You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking dedication.
Put it away, boys.
All we have to do is bend down again and we can see how hard it is.
The thing is, though, is that they don't get this passionate over the women. They're just like, dude.
David Beckham, John Stamos, Brad Pitt.
I don't have a favorite actress. I have, like, a billion favorite actresses.
Okay, so hang on. Let's turn this around. Who's your girl crush?
We were talking about this yesterday. I know who mine used to be.
Crush. You know who I forget.
Come on.
I told you. Who was it?
There's a certain Netflix series that has a new girl. A lot of girls are obsessed over her.
No, Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
She's both, according to her.
No. Ruby Rose. Which one's Ruby Rose?
She's a new character. I haven't seen it yet, so she's a new character. She doesn't claim a gender.
A gender or
grows up in America, and he's like,
I thought it was a gender.
Shit going on, and then he like goes out and scalps a bunch of motherfuckers.
She's beautiful.
Fury. Not Fury.
I guess Angelina Jolie is definitely on top.
Mine used to be Jessica Simpson. It still kind of is.
She's pretty.
Mine was hardcore pretty.
His brother dies during World War II.
No, wouldn't waste.
He flips out.
Dusty, who did I say I would leave you for? Like, I would have
Missy Elliott?
No. Yep. Got him.
Chicks?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, who did I say I would want to have, like...
That's not easy.
A threesome with.
That's really hard.
Yeah. There was a specific one. I just can't remember.
Oh, that's easy. It'd be me, Cassie, and Carrie Underwood.
No, okay. You know what, though? Here's my thing.
Taylor Swift?
Mine
would be Carrie Underwood, but she's so, like, sweet and godly that I feel bad saying I would have a threesome with Carrie Underwood.
I don't.
Why?
Because she's so, like, pure and...
Well, we would have forced
her. She ain't pure.
Oh, no. Yeah, she is.
I don't buy that shit.
Me, John Stamos, and her. That's what I would say.
Yeah, you would.
Me, Cassie, and Carrie Underwood. I just said it. Oh, or me, Carrie Underwood, and Katy Perry.
I just want to be. I just want to be in my husband's threesome.
Wait, two chicks?
You just want to be in the.
I just want to be in your threesome dream. I know it's Taylor Swift.
I don't remember.
Actually, me and two Annas would be pretty fucking hot too.
Oh, Abe, I think would love it if I could have Kate Upton.
Huh?
If I could have Kate Upton, me, you.
Oh, I would fucking goddamn.
You wouldn't be able to handle
Kate Upton.
You would not be able to handle two Annas.
Yeah, at one time. Anna in two places at one time would be fucking awesome.
You wouldn't be able to handle it. You'd be like, I give up, wife left.
Put another strap on the Bobby.
That takes us to our next piece. Current events.
Oh, current events.
Current events.
Jordan Spieth is 300 in the U.S. Open.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my pants on.
What's the latest news?
Oh, thank God.
Lenny's putting his pants back on.
That's the latest news.
What kind of stuff do you guys get into?
That's
podcasts?
The most exciting news we have right now.
Anything we can. You got late news?
I want to talk about y'all's fights.
What
fights? Dusty and I always talk about the fights that we have. What are the...
Okay, what you want to know what's really... We always really...
toilet paper.
Oh, he's going to go with this toilet paper issue.
Dusty, I'm sorry, man. I blew your bathroom up. Guess how many squares of toilet paper I used?
Probably four.
Seven.
Seven
squares of toilet paper.
You counted them?
Seven, yeah, of course.
That's why they're in the...
Are you okay?
Toilet paper, yeah. No,
you know what is when... When I'm like, hey, yeah. Certain somebody, are you almost done in there? And you're like, yeah, let me wipe.
So it doesn't like cut. So you don't know what kind of toilet paper it is.
Yeah, it's such an old.
What if it's like really thin toilet paper and just your finger goes through it? You're like,
I don't buy the thin shit.
You know what, though?
I don't either.
Right now, when we went out to go eat, when I went to the restroom, I pulled it and I didn't stop till it stopped rolling. I mean,
that's a restaurant. You got to be greedy at a restaurant. You just got to enjoy it.
You do, and you don't have to clean up after yourself.
You,
fuck you guys. when you go to public places,
I'm gonna get the best ass wipe of my life.
When you go to public places, it's like one plywood. It's like the thinnest little freaking thing you've ever seen your entire life. It's like
but they also have that thing on like WD-40 that doesn't stop rolling.
Yeah. And if it's a big roll, like if it's a new one, then you're just rolling it one at a time.
No, that's
one
the
other. You're like
you use
them
the claw to grab it. And
the toilet paper claw.
You gotta
the pickle claw. The toilet paper claw. Have you seen Ellen?
Yeah, my favorite.
We just became friends.
I just got a new car with crank windows, and I
can say this.
I'm not trying to churn butter. I'm just trying to draw my window. Ellen. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ellen is the best.
She is.
Doing?
Everybody has to watch that.
I was fixing the camera.
Quit fixing your MySpace picture.
So what else do you guys fight about? I'll tell you.
Where's the mic?
Let's go.
Fight. What do you got, man?
I'll show you guys fight about this, too.
I'm out of beer.
We're talking about it at dinner earlier.
Are you going to go back to the whole...
No. We're not talking about your face.
About how... Who initiates the sex.
Something to do with sex. I knew I had something to do with sex.
So, I'm sorry. This has a lot to do with it. So, we like to have... we like to have a healthy sex life. You know, maybe 3-4 times a day. I think that's...
A day?
Three, four times a day?
Give or take one or two.
I think that's fair.
Shit.
Like, 3 times a day.
No.
Sex, right?
Well, sometimes it comes down to, like, who is going to initiate it, you know? Because sometimes I don't always want to initiate it.
I will let him finish.
It's easy for a dude to initiate it. You roll up on the butt with a hard dog.
Goes, right?
You're ready.
You know, you want to go. You
hard like, dong on the butt, you're ready. You don't have to do anything else. But every once in a while, you want the girl to kiss you on the neck, you know, tell you things that, you know,
put your hands in places that haven't been felt by fucking soft skin in a while.
Do you guys get that where, like, you want to be, like, initiated? You don't always want to be the aggressor?
How come women have taken all the romance out of sex?
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa. Abe.
I get that you guys
missed something.
Put it in.
We took the romance out.
Yeah, right.
Put it in.
Yeah.
They just
took the romance out.
Yeah, just
no.
Go ahead, put it in.
Go for it.
No.
Take a shower, hop in bed, and just spread their legs and like. Whatever.
Just give it to me. No, I don't want to give it. You give it to me. I'm tired of giving. I don't have any more to give.
I'm such a giver.
Oh.
So we wear ourselves out at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
and here we are slaving away at our day jobs. Coming home, you got to slave away in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Slave away in the kitchen.
Yeah, dude.
Every once in a while, you just want to feel appreciated.
Hey, right? When you guys are done, let me know so I can step in. Just whenever y'all are done. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I know.
A little tickle on the tummy.
You know what I mean? I shave my pubes. I want you to notice that.
No, I shaved his pubes.
Best statement of the night. I shaved his
Josh, if you try.
I didn't need help, all right? I didn't need fucking help. I had everything under control, and she was like, I can do this for you if you want. And I was like, you're not ready for it? I can
spread you're not ready?
I can spread my butt cheeks. She's like, no, I don't want to see the chili ring. I just want to get, like, the Rockies. And I was like, all right, go for it.
Can I please defend myself?
No.
But that's the point. Like,
no. We're fine. We love our time.
Love us.
Okay. I'm ready.
Love us as much as we love ourselves.
Dusty, did you have a story about it? But cheek shaving? Or...
Oh, yeah. So,
what?
A few years ago, I decided that for Halloween, I was going to be Hulk Hogan. And
Oh, yeah. You got to shave the cheeks, bro.
You can't have any hair if you're going to be Hulk Hogan.
I would have shaved you, bro.
But shaving is a lot. When there's a lot of hair, there's a lot of shaving going
on. Don't
judge
me for this.
So we went with Nair.
That's psycho, dude.
It's tough to Nair everything.
Yeah.
So Anna helped me out.
No, seriously, is it? I've never used Nair.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's
to
how good of a wife I am, by the way. I Naired his asshole.
Anna Naired my butthole.
Spread the cheeks.
Damn, dude.
She's
what does that entail?
She's bending over,
Anna, I first want to give you a hug because
it's
sucks.
Like not shaving. It's just like lotion.
I shave my own butthole.
How do you get it off?
Just
shower.
Scrape it off.
You showered.
You scraped it?
You just showered.
She scraped my butthole.
Oh, shit. I did.
We took a further line you could cross.
No, blumpkins don't happen in our family.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Sounds like
it's blumpkins.
I've seen some certain videos start like this.
It's when you give
like
a BJ while he's going blue.
Oh, no.
That's a blumpkin.
Is it?
No, I'm classy.
Is it?
I'm
classy.
It's not unreasonable.
I'm classy when I
wear
his ass.
Most vulnerable.
Listen,
relaxing?
We are very committed to our costumes. That's it. My husband needed my help. He couldn't reach his own butthole, so I Nair the crap out of him.
My fucking legs are
It's not even costume time. He's still Nairing. Last week, if y'all watched, he was doing the Randy Orton thing.
Yeah,
he shaved his legs so that I could tan him with spray tan.
RKO!
Yeah.
By the way, I cleaned the shower today. Tanning spray.
I pulled the hair out of the drain after that.
Thank you for shaving
hair.
And then pulling your own disgusting hair.
I tried.
Thanks. Okay, so what did you have in your defense? Oh, I want to defend myself.
That's like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm sorry. I never got a chance to defend myself.
You probably
didn't.
Because they trip so much, dude.
First, some days I want to be okay just to be, hey, do you want to have sex tonight? And No. It'll be quick. It will be quick. Just
it doesn't have to be.
You don't know that.
No, it will be quick.
She doesn't know that.
Just like the way... No. just like the way he sexes. Oh! Okay.
Hey, bro. Did you get yours?
It is okay. It is okay some night to be like, hey, do you want to have sex? I may not ask for sex because then it's, no, I don't want to do it anymore because I don't want to do it. When you ask for it, like, come on. And then, I'm sorry, when you're poking me in the butt with your penis, and, you're, yeah, and then I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
He's poking.
Guilty.
And I'm like,
you're into this, right?
And I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. And he's like, okay, you're going to watch TV? I'm going to go to bed. And flips over. And I'm like...
All I'm saying is...
Suck it.
They wouldn't hurt.
That's the point. Like, if I'm... Yeah, suck it.
So, I'm just saying, it wouldn't hurt if, like, I woke up to maybe an HJ, maybe a BJ.
Foreplay, dog.
I'm not even getting two-play, my dude. Handjob.
No, okay. Oh. One more thing. And then he was complaining about... He was like, I want to get kissed on the neck. I want to do only when Star Wars is on.
Just the romance.
Yeah, just you guys come on to us sometimes. Love us. What? Love us as much as we love ourselves.
I love my husband just enough.
Nobody knows the captain. Or nobody knows the ship like its captain. Unless it's the first mate.
If my husband ever complained about our sex life, I would probably, like, throw him in the pool behind us.
I would never complain about it.
I've got it.
You're good. We're pretty equal. We do a lot of things for one another that...
We've done a lot of things for each other.
I love her thing.
I'll openly admit it.
This conversation went... South. This whole podcast went somewhere completely different where we South wanted mouth. It to go.
Totally X-rated?
So, completely X-rated, and I think we're going to close it out tonight. Because
you guys have a lot of young viewers?
We
I think we have a lot of
hope
church
we
families.
Don't.
That, like, I think we have a lot of church families. That
I hope that my father doesn't see this, because he will disown me.
Don't tag me in this.
That'll give me nuts.
Oh, we were all tagged.
You learned a thing or two.
Hopefully you learned a thing or two. If you have any questions about marriage, sex, or being engaged, please contact all these people. we will give you the full 411 on it.
He knows everything.
Once again, hit us up at Twitter at WTHWWT and our website.
Dusty, this is working.
WTH, what were we thinking?
.com. And then this will never happen again. We will never have them three ever again. But us three if I do it.
Dusty already knows over next weekend.
I just got podcast.